the Mambi Barabi Productions. I am Gypsy, and this is Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP Santa Cruz, and KBDH San Ardo, streaming live and podcasting at KUSP.org. I'd like to welcome into the studio Grupo Faso Baiano.
That's us.
Yeah, and they play the choro music of Brazil. And let's see, there's four members of the band. It's an all-acoustic and all-instrumental. That's the word I'm looking for, instrumental group. And they will be at the Cayuga Vault this evening in Santa Cruz at 8 p.m. The Cayuga Vault is located on Soquel Avenue in the Seabright neighborhood, right across from the Rio Theater. So it's on Cayuga and Soquel in Santa Cruz. The concert's at 8 p.m. I advise getting there early. You can get your tickets at the door. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Let's start with a tune, and then we can talk.
All right.
Absolutely. This first one, this is a choro classic. This is Receita de Samba. Thank you.
Grupo Falso Baiano. They'll be at the Cayuga Vault this evening at 8 p.m. The Cayuga Vault is located in Santa Cruz on the corner of Cayuga and Soquel. Go to their website, cayugavault.com, if you want more information. Or give me a call later in the show, after 4:30, 476-2800, 800-655-5877. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Well, we have Amy Molinelli on percussion.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Ryan Moran on seven-string guitar. Jesse Appleman on the mandolin. My name is Zach Pittsmith. I play reeds.
Tell us about Shoro. I mean, we can hear what it's characterized by, but give us a little history. It's very different from, it's older than some of the more modern styles like samba and bossa nova.
Most people think of samba and bossa nova, and both of those styles, in a lot of ways, have their roots in Shoro. It sort of developed around the turn of the century, you know, after the slaves were emancipated in Brazil in 1888. A lot of the former slaves who had been working on plantations up in the Northeast came down to the big cities, to Rio and São Paulo. And they got there and they found this sort of aristocratic European culture. You know, everyone was dancing to polkas and foxtrots and mazurkas and things like that. So they, that sort of harmonic aspect of the music and the form of that music met the rhythmic component that the slaves brought to it. And that was sort of where Shoro was born. So it's sort of parallel to ragtime is the closest thing you can compare it to here in the U.S.
I never thought of Shoro as being a schottische or a polka.
Interesting.
That's where it comes from, yeah.
A lot of the music, traditional music of Europe came out of the Polish court, which is the same sort of situation where you get all over Europe the different interpretations of the influence of the Polish court, of the polkas and the schottisches.
And as Jesse said, and then, in much the same way that we don't really think of jazz as having the same roots in schottisch and the polkas, well, where did Scott Joplin's music come from?
Exactly, you know? Exactly. Oh, interesting. So you're going to be here tonight. Are you on tour? Where are you based?
We're in the Bay Area.
And are you doing a tour around the U.S. or just coming down?
No, this is actually our first time in Santa Cruz. It's very exciting to be here. We've done quite a bit of shows in Southern California and around the Bay Area, and this is the first time here. So it's good to be here.
And you've never played at the Cayuga Vault?
No.
Oh, fun.
First time at the Cayuga Vault.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's just a wonderful space. This is Grupo Falso Baiano, and they are going to be at the Cayuga Vault this evening at 8 p.m. Don't miss the show. It's obviously going to be a lot of fun. Why don't we give everyone another sample of your music. Tell us a little bit about where you get your tunes. Do you write them yourself? Are you influenced by other people? Or they come out of the tradition?
Well, this particular tune that we're going to play is called Samba da Lua. And most of the tunes are pretty traditional, but in this case, it's composed by a clarinet player that we all had the very good fortune of meeting and spending some time with, whose name is Paulo Sergio Santos. And he's in Rio?
He's from Rio.
Mm-hmm. He's from Rio. So, and this is a sort of a more modern tune that actually blends some odd meter stuff, some sort of 7-beat patterns with some other things. So it's pretty contemporary for Shoro.
Yeah.
On that note, let's do it.
Wonderful tune. That's great. I love that. How did you get interested in choro? Did you all go to Brazil? And
you know, we've all, this is Amy speaking, but mm-hmm. we've all been to Brazil for independent reasons, and actually Jesse most recently spent 6 months in Rio studying at the premier choro academy, if you will, in Brazil. And so both Zach and myself had a chance to visit him while he was there and participate. And both Brian, myself, and Jesse have also been to a festival. So if you can imagine, you know, 100 or 200 people all just playing choro for about 20 hours a day,
yeah.
if not more. So yeah. we drink it up as much as we can.
I would just jump in and say, you know, obviously this is a very steeped in tradition. This is an old music, and it's receiving quite a resurgence in Brazil right now, and young people are really running after a lot of the roots of the music that they hear, contemporary music, and you know, where does it come from? And I think that we as Americans are doing the same thing, and mm-hmm. it just happens to be, you know, an older Brazilian music that's calling to us, and we've all really run after the roots and gone to Brazil to study with the masters and really trying to find out what's at the beginning of this stuff that we're pretty fascinated by.
What were you doing before?
Well, Brian and I actually had a jazz band together, and I think that really speaks to a lot of what we bring to the band as American musicians, having learned a lot of jazz and improvisational music. Well, you know, a lot of those elements are alive in choro as well, but just sort of with a different accent. Jesse mm-hmm. spent a lot of time playing bluegrass and American folk music, and so we definitely bring our own taste to it.
Yeah, I think the exchange, the information exchange around jazz is, so it's a common point when you go to Brazil. A lot of the younger musicians kind of, if you're American, they're like, oh, that's great that you can play choro, but tell us something about jazz as our native music. So they're very much interested in that, incorporating that into the music as well. So it's kind of interesting that the jazz influence is an increasing component, whether the music be played here or in Brazil.
Is it always instrumental?
Mostly.
I would say that choro is an instrumental genre, but the boundaries between samba and choro are not that well defined. You know, it's very common for choro groups to work with singers, you know, just as, you know, if you go to Nashville, the backup bands for the country singers are all bluegrass musicians. Well, if you go to Rio, the samba stars record with the choro musicians. So there's a, you know, there's sort of very overlapping musical communities and genres.
Continue. The backup bands for people like Carmen Miranda and a lot of these stars that came out of Brazil were also the choro stars. You know, they had their own instrumental groups, but they certainly got paid better on the road with people like her. And
sure, with Carmen Miranda, yeah. Oh, it escapes me now. A question. What characterizes, is it mostly mandolin-driven, choro?
These days it's very, very common to see mandolins, you know, as the lead instrument with choro groups, but actually the earliest choro was more around the flute. I would say the flute is probably the most traditional, original melodic instrument, but the mandolin was sort of...
There isn't a single flute in this
group. I got it here.
Oh, you have a flute.
We may not be playing anything here on the radio today with the flute, but I got it just in case. You know? Always in my back pocket, but we'll definitely...
So you're the master of winds.
I try. I try. Yeah, these guys say I talk a lot. A lot of, you know, hot air.
That's a lot to fill. A lot of big shoes to fill.
Did you all learn to speak Portuguese?
Mm-hmm. We have indeed. Mm-hmm. Si, senhora. I think that's part of it, actually, to be quite honest. I think, you know, understanding the meaning behind the music, understanding the culture behind the music, and being able to talk to people. I first went to Brazil to do some research on music from Bahia, and I think I was a little bit in over my head. My Portuguese was pretty rough, and so I would conduct these interviews where I had my questions written out. I'd tape record the answers, but I didn't have really good follow-up responses, you know. So, but we've all studied quite a bit. Yeah.
And now you feel comfortable.
Very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, great. Let's hear another tune.
All right. This is Jacob de Bandolin, his composition called Doce de Coco.
Thank you. Oh, that was wonderful. This is a group that's going to be at the Cayuca Vault this evening in Santa Cruz. Grupo Faso Baiano, they will be at the Cayuca Vault in Santa Cruz at 8 p.m. tonight. And the Cayuca Vault is located on the corner of Cayuga and Soquel, right across from the Rio Theater. I want to thank you very, very much. We're going to play from your CD. I don't want to give it all away. I want people to come, you know, tonight. They hear you, too many pieces on the radio. Oh, well, I've heard them. I don't have to go. So I want them to come. This is going to be a fabulous concert. Thank you so much. This is your second CD.
That's right. Our first one was a live recording. This was our first in studio.
Okay. It's a wonderful CD. I heard it. I said, oh, yeah, they got to come on.
Cool.
Oh, thank you very much.
And it's called
Viajando.
Viajando.
Choro y Jazz.
Choro.
Mm-hmm. People can.
Choro.
We're sort of looking. We're talking to some people right now. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but for now, if people are interested in picking up the CD, you can get it from our website, which is www.falsobaiano.com, and that's FALSOBAIANO, Falso Baiano. And, of course, you can pick up a copy at the show tonight if you want to come out. We'll be selling them.
Okay, tonight in Santa Cruz at 8 p.m. Don't miss this show. It's going to be fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you so much. So we're going to hear the very first track from your CD. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be
here. Appreciate it.
Sure.